Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
Friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys, and of course, all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You have with you yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean. Now, I do want to tell you on social media platforms, if you want to check them out before we start rocking the show here, go to sonsoflibertymedia.com, top left side of the page, sonsoflibertymedia.com. Go to the top left side of the page, subscribe to our Rumble feed. Also go over to beforeitsnews.com, top left side of the page, beforeitsnews.com. If you want to call in at any time you can, please stick to the topic. Again, there's a lot of information coming down right now about what's going on concerning this Roe versus Wade. Don't get too excited about it. It was the topic of yesterday's show, because what they are in fact doing, friends, right now is circumventing. They are playing the smoke and mirrors, the dog and pony show, by distracting you away from what they're doing concerning illegal gun legislation. And I'll get to that in just a moment. If you want to call in, 1-866-582-9933, 1-866-582-9933. Now, folks, if this is the first time listening to the Sons of Liberty Radio.com, do remember that this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why is that, friends? Because it is a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. Now, yesterday I'd taken the time to show you, if you want to look over on us, sonsoflibertymedia.com and the social media platforms, beforeitsnews.com, top left side of the page, you'll see that just a couple days ago on the 23rd, which would have been Thursday, the mainstream media comes out in historic win for gun rights, right, which we've never lost. The government has no business in our Second Amendments in any sense of the word, and I mean that from start to finish concerning what it is that they have done illegally, but it was reported in historic win for gun rights, SCOTUS rules New York draconian restrictions are unconstitutional. Well, it's unconstitutional for them to weigh in on any of these matters because what they're doing is assuming authority that was never given unto them. I also took the time yesterday to show you that Senator Mike Lee, just as worthless as the rest of them, he said that the media had gun control bill before even the senators did. I highlighted yesterday and the day before that Rick Scott from Florida had said that the bill was given to them an hour before they were required to sign that bill. He said that he was not going to sign the bill. He said it weakens due process. He said nobody knows what's inside of that bill. That came the day after, friends. This is what's important for you to pay attention to. That came the day after in the historic win for gun rights, okay? And so what I'm trying to tell you, friends, is they just gave you an alleged victory concerning Roe versus Wade, but what you weren't paying attention to is the U.S. Senate, behind that victory, in 64-34 vote, advances bipartisan, no such thing under the Constitution, gun legislation backed by Cornyn, okay? So what they're doing, friends, is they had your eyes fixed on a gun victory, but behind closed doors, what they were doing was undermining, once again, creating policies undermining your Second Amendment of the Bill of Rights. You're dealing with people, friends, that are not going to change. These are not, again, the type of people that you can help. These are the type of people that must lawfully be impeached and prosecuted. What is it? What is so hard about that for the American people to understand? You're dealing with a bunch of people that are operating in a manner foreign to the U.S. Constitution. They are not working for the American people. You all know that they're not working for the American people. They're working for special interest groups because they are now attempting to disarm you today behind that of Roe versus Wade victory, okay? At least that's what we're told. Well, Bradley, can you show me that? Sure, I can show you that. Go to social media platforms. Congress approves gun control bill, Biden to sign into law. Folks, there's nothing that happens in politics that's not first planned, said the President of the United States of America, President Roosevelt, back in the 30s. It's exactly what they're doing. I know people are excited about the Roe versus Wade. Well, on its face, folks, it looks great. It looks absolutely fantastic. But don't get excited, because the Lord is not going to overlook the 63 million babies reported yesterday that were illegally murdered by your government illegally sanctioning it. And the government in this country is you. And the American people, truth be told here, the American people are going to be held responsible for all 63 million babies, every drop of blood in the sight of God. And if you think that's a thing that's way out there, you better open up your eyes and look at the correlation between suicide, drug abuse. The list goes on, friends. The list goes on. But I want you to pay attention, friends, that while they're giving you a gun right victory, they're behind closed doors passing more unconstitutional legislation undermining your Second Amendment right by in between, sandwiching in between this victory with Roe versus Wade. This is the kind of government that you're putting up with, friends. They're circumventing, they're distracting your attention from what in fact it is that they are doing. Now, I want to put this into perspective too, because this is what's being talked about quite a bit right now. The Hill just reported House passes package addressing mental health. Mental health. Okay, we've been warned about this a long time ago, because they're trying to pass mental health. They're trying to get the funds to begin to prop this up. And what does that mean? It means the government then comes in and dictates who's healthy and who's not healthy. Keep in mind, this is the government, and I'm talking about corruption in American government, that is acting foreign to American government, that's allowed to do so because the people are allowing them to do it. What's interesting to note, they're going to come in and dictate who is healthy, who's not healthy. This is the government that said it was okay when they illegally sanctioned the murder of the innocent babies in the womb. I want you to listen carefully. Justice Scalia said before he passed on into eternity to face his judge, Hebrews 9:27, he said the Constitution contains no right to abortion. Well, it doesn't. Hey, folks, this was an oligarchy. See what was going on? The government was looking for a handful of criminals during that particular time to use to advocate depopulation, population control. And think about that for just one moment. Well, some will say, Bradley, that's extreme too. Oh, it's totally extreme. But wait a second. If you remember right, Ruth Bader Ginsburg, that devil, where she is now reaping the sin that she chose to stay in, she said, frankly, I had thought at the time that Roe was decided, there was concern about population growth, and particularly growth in populations that we did not want to have too many of. Folks, she should have been indicted, she should have been incarcerated, charged, and prosecuted right then and there, because she all the while knew it was about depopulating America so they could garner control over the people. We're going to take a quick break. Be right back. Sons of Liberty Radio.com.
Ready to set brush fires of freedom in the minds of men? Well, start your engines with some high-octane truth-telling on the Sons of Liberty Morning Show. We'll bring you news and commentary from a Christian worldview using the Bible and the Constitution. Not to see who's on the right or on the left, but who is on the straight and narrow. Get on the inside track every weekday at 6 a.m. Eastern and Saturdays at 8 a.m. Eastern on SonsOfLibertyMedia.com.
Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty are fighting the good fight of faith to make sure that freedom is preserved for our posterity for generations to come. Through our radio program, sonsoflibertyradio.com, and our media website, sonsoflibertymedia.com, we are reaching the masses both nationally and internationally with the message of the gospel and the truth of our biblical and constitutional heritage. At sonsoflibertyradio.com, you will find out how to book Bradley Dean to speak at an event near you, how you can support us in reaching America with this uncompromising message, and how to become a son or daughter of liberty, where you can financially support the work of the Sons of Liberty on a monthly basis and join with us in this fight to restore our nation. Check out sonsoflibertymedia.com as well, which has all the important news and information going on in the world today. There you will find the black and white truth without all the lies you'll see in the mainstream media. sonsoflibertyradio.com and sonsoflibertymedia.com, informative, easy to use, and a little fun too. Two sites that will change your life. Visit them today.
It's a jungle out there, disorder and confusion everywhere. No one seems to care. Well, I do. Hey, who's in charge here? Yeah, it's a jungle out there, and you need Wisconsin Christian News, a Christian newspaper that is not just filled with poetry and recipes. We print the truth, and we're not afraid to do it. If you're sick of the nonsense, subscribe today. You need this. I could be wrong now, but I don't think so. WisconsinChristianNews.com.
No matter if supply lines are down, product deliveries are slow, and that most everything costs more these days. You still have neck and shoulder pain, right? Good news. Sunny Bay has new products that target neck and shoulder pain. Products that are in stock now, ready to ship anywhere now. Like our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. You can heat them in a microwave oven, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. And for stress relief, get our lavender scented hands-free neck wraps. Or maybe you need one of our smaller lower back wraps. Great for seniors. Again, there's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find our new products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. All our products are great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.
Back again to the Sons of Liberty, folks, broadcasting into 156 cities. Thank you for making us the number one and number two show on Genesis Communication Networks, also broadcasting into 53 countries. If you'd like to call in at any time, please do. 1-866-582-9933. Folks, I want you to pay attention to who is creating all of this domestic warfare. That's the main topic today. I was just highlighting the fact that they're hiding behind this victory with Roe versus Wade by creating more illegal legislation, as they would call it. They're called policies. And remember what Senator John Glenn said, the guy that said he went to the moon. If that was the truth, I wish he would have stayed there. He's the guy that said if we had to follow the rule of our Constitution, we could not enact most of the bills that we pass around here. Think of gun control and think of abortion and the illegalities of it, friends, and the illegalities that the American people put up with since 1973 to the equivalent of 62 million babies. We're going to pull up my friend Jason Storms right now, who's boots on the ground, and my son's out there with him as well, and they are protesting Planned Parenthood right now. And I just kind of wanted to get a quick update as to what's going on out there. So, Jason, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. How's it going out there at the Affiliated Medical Services today? Is that what it's called?
Hey, Bradley, pleasure to be on with you. And yes, we were at Affiliated Medical Services all morning. It's the largest abortion clinic in our state. Which we only have three freestanding abortion clinics. So we had a large group of young people out there with a tremendous presence, praying, worshiping, preaching, and it was surreal in one sense in that here we are in a post-Roe situation, and so the abortion clinic has said that they will not be performing abortions. They're suspending their operations in Wisconsin, as is Planned Parenthood. We have Wisconsin is one of the few states in the country that still has a pre-existing statute regarding abortion under our homicide statutes. Huh. So with Roe being overturned now, our homicide statute by default comes back into being law and takes precedent. And so there's been legal challenges filed by Planned Parenthood, and so it's going to go to our state Supreme Court, and our state Supreme
Jason,
Court will rule here.
Jason, you do understand, and I'm not talking down on you, but when it comes to abortion, you do know that there is no debate because there is no constitutional provision found anywhere in the Constitution that says that governments, unto themselves, assuming authority that's never been delegated to them by the people, have the right to tell other people that it's their choice to kill their own babies.
Correct. Well, absolutely. And it's, and, you know, reading Samuel Alito's opinion was, did a very good job of showing how in our common law, going back many, many centuries, abortion has been illegal, been universally understood to be a heinous crime against God,
yep,
against neighbor. And so, without question, abortion, you can't overstate the depravity of killing one's own child. The act of child sacrifice and what it has done to our nation, not just 65 million dead babies murdered, but also just defiling the very conscience of our country. And so, you know, we're thankful that Roe was reversed. We're thankful that the court has since repented of the evil that was foisted on this country. Of course, what should have happened is every governor in this country should have said, no, we're not going to abide by this.
That's right.
Opinion.
That's right.
Should have stood up in defiance of it. Now, it's a sad blight upon, you know, so-called conservative pro-life states, that nobody has done that. Alito and the other justices made it abundantly clear what we've all already known, that Roe was a complete abuse of judicial power, was completely absurd in its reasoning and its legal arguments. And so governors have known that, district attorneys and attorney generals have known that, and yet they've all rolled over, capitulated, and enabled the lawlessness to go on for 49 years. And so now, of course, that excuse has been eliminated. So now we have 30 pro-life governors in our country. What are they going to do? Are they going to, you know, now that they're going to be exposed, they can no longer hide behind the excuse, well, we can't do anything until Roe. What are they going to do? Now, are they going to stand up, and are they going to actually end this killing? And I certainly hope they will. Every state now, of course, we're getting reports, and we've been working in quite a few states with our Ministry of Operation Save America, as well as here in our home state of Wisconsin. So, you know, we're optimistic that we can see some positive things happen in quite a few states. Obviously, states like New York, Illinois, California, they're going to continue to kill babies and probably expand that well past birth, as they did in New York and attempted to do in Virginia. So, you know, this is the gross national sin of America.
Yes, it is.
And
yes, it is.
It's rooted in, of course, the embrace of an antichrist, hatred for God, a hatred for the nuclear family, a hatred for manhood and womanhood, and a hatred for children. You know, our population numbers were already declining before Roe versus Wade, with the proliferation of the birth control mentality and the desire to not want to have children, and to see children as a burden rather than a blessing, as the Bible sees them, and the desire to, you know, it's the Peter Pan syndrome, right? Young people don't want to grow up and take on responsibility, and children are a great sacrifice.
Yeah.
For a narcissistic, self-centered society that is fighting against God, children are a great burden, you know, for those who embrace God and His ways.
Well, I think people need to understand too. People need to understand too, Jason. There's going to be retribution. I mean, we know the book of where it talks of Manasseh and the blood that was shed. It was required of him, and there was recompense from heaven upon the blood that was shed. And if you look at Genesis 9:6, it says, "Whoever sheds the blood of man, by man shall his blood be shed." And it amazes me how the American people think that, oh, this is great. You know, they just take it flippantly like it was no big deal. But yet it wasn't them. It wasn't someone in their family. And they treated it as such. And they act as if they're not accomplices to the crimes before God by tolerating it in the first place. I got a picture of you guys up right now at the Affiliated Medical Services and on social media platforms. And you got a group of young people, apparently, that understand that if they don't stand up and do something about what's going on, they're going to lose their country. And with that said, I'm curious, what has been the protest against you guys for standing up for life? What has been the redemptive testimonies that you have received? You got about 6 minutes, my friend.
Yeah, so we've of course, been spit at, screamed at, cussed out, threatened. There was a group of largely Antifa that just marched through the streets just before I got on this call, and some of them carrying AR-15 rifles and chanting, and passed by where our young people were set up in downtown Milwaukee. And thankfully, there was nothing escalated to any kind of physical violence. But there's been tremendous threats being made. A group that calls himself Jane's Revenge has made threats all over the country that they were going to have a night of rage.
Yeah.
You know, so there was no night of rage in Milwaukee last night, thankfully. You know, we made clear that we're going to be patrolling the streets and helping protect people, and so.
Jason, I wanted to respond to that because it's interesting how those small groups are being given a free hand to commit the crimes at will. And it's amazing how the mainstream media is right there to browbeat some of the things that you had just said. Vice News just reported the far right, as if to suggest the side of the law is far right, is fear-mongering about abortion activists attacking churches. So in other words, what they're saying is that you're a liar. And isn't it amazing that the mainstream media would browbeat people that are standing up for life, but when it comes to Antifa or Black Lives Matter, all 10 members, isn't it interesting how they just give them a microphone and a camera at every given step that they take in a failing the American people?
Absolutely. Well, they're provocateurs, and they're used by the political establishment to help fuel their agenda, to either strike fear, to intimidate, to bully, and so, you know, they can keep sort of, you know, they can keep some kind of distance on the surface, you know.
they're the representatives. They're the representatives of our government, and I'm speaking of corruption, because if it wasn't so, why has it not been dealt with? Because Antifa doesn't have a right. Black Lives Matter doesn't have a right. These other organizations, even agencies such as the FBI and the CIA, they don't have a right to demonize or terrorize the American people. But that's the message they're trying to give to the rest of us, that it's okay that they do it. Well, if Americans would pay attention, this is corruption in government doing it, because this is the message that they're letting out, and this is the propaganda narrative that they continuously drive. I got about 1 minute, Jason. Give me a quick testimony, if you would, my friend.
Okay, well, we are blessed. The biggest testimony is that no babies are being killed today in Milwaukee or the state of Wisconsin. And so they're referring folks down to Illinois, of course. Illinois is going to have blood on their hands, but I tell you, really, it's a blessing. It'll be a small victory to live in a state here, be in a state where abortion has been shut down. Now, of course, there's still the chemical abortions. There's still the over-counter pills that you can purchase, Plan Bs and so forth. And so that's another fight we need to have.
Yeah. Jason, I got to go to a heartbreak. I got to go to a heartbreak, my friend, talking to my friend Jason Storms in Wisconsin, protesting Planned Parenthood. Thank you for your time, brother. We will talk at you soon. We'll be right back.
Here's a question for you. Why is it that some people aren't as stressed out about the future as you'd think they'd be? Answer? They're probably among the millions of Americans who have prepared themselves with emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. If the worst ever happens, literally millions of American families are already protected from dealing with empty store shelves. Is yours? If not, go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now and grab some emergency food kits, at least one for each member of your family. These kits give you a wide variety of delicious meals that average over 2,000 calories per day. Everything stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. Order your kits now by going to MyPatriotSupply.com. Your order will ship fast and arrive discreetly in unmarked boxes. Listen, this is something you need to jump on now, before the next news headline stuns the world. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Kenneth Burns.
The impact of the Supreme Court overturning Roe v. Wade is still being felt as demonstrations for and against the decision continue across the country. In Mississippi, the law banning abortion will be certified in 10 days. Meanwhile, the waiting room at the state's last abortion clinic is packed. Kim Gibson, a volunteer at the Jackson Women's Health Organization, tells CNN that she is going to stay till the end.
Our volunteers will do always what we do, and that is put the patient first and make sure that we can get them in as safely and comfortably as possible in the face of some really monstrous protesters.
In Missouri, abortions are banned. State Attorney General Eric Schmidt made that announcement after the decision.
Here in Missouri, the people's voice has already made clear that Missourians respect the sanctity of human life.
Missouri is one of 10 states that banned abortion immediately. This is USA Radio News. Pfizer says its tweak to its COVID-19 vaccine to better target the Omicron variant not only works, but it's safe too. The FDA is considering a recipe change for the vaccines by Moderna and Pfizer-BioNTech in hopes that a modified booster could better protect against an expected coronavirus surge this fall and winter. The current vaccines still offer strong protection against COVID, but they were designed for the original coronavirus strain. Effectiveness against the more contagious Omicron variant dropped big time when the mutant strain emerged. At least two people are dead, 10 others injured in a shooting at an Oslo, Norway nightclub. Investigators identified the suspect as a 42-year-old Norwegian citizen from Iran. The Norwegian Police Security Service first became aware of the suspect about 7 years ago. They became concerned that he had become radicalized and was part of an unspecified Islamist network. The incident prompted officials to raise the country's terror alert. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Extendivite really works. Here's just a few testimonials from Amazon. Patricia, excellent herbal formula. I use Extendivite to keep my cardiovascular system fine-tuned. Brian, I'm using Extendivite, and for me, it has made a world of difference. God made all these nutrients in the ground. Enough said. Cammie, 5 stars. I feel a lot of energy since I started taking Extendivite. TR, 5 stars. All I can say is, Extendivite works. Buy it, try it, and see for yourself. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with
again to the Sons of Liberty Radio.com. Just had Jason Storms on with me right now, who heads up these protests. And it's interesting to note that they are out there at the affiliated medical centers. My son's out there. And what's interesting, he just told his mom that these organizations, these provocateurs, are coming in and they're walking through the streets with their guns out. And it's funny how they can shout out to us and say things that they want to say to us, and yet the law's not on their side. He said they're carrying gay flags. Folks, throughout the week, this is Gay Pride Month. Read Genesis 9:12. The flag was given. The rainbow was given, friends. The rainbow was given as a covenant of peace where the Lord said he would never flood the earth again. The question that you need to ask is, why did he flood the earth? Why did he destroy every living thing that had breath? Because of the wickedness of man. When you read Genesis 18, why did the Lord destroy Sodom and Gomorrah? Why does the New Testament tell us in Jude 1:7 the fruit of Sodom and Gomorrah? How he destroyed them. Well, the Lord said he wasn't going to destroy us by a flood. He said he's going to destroy us the next time by fire. But going back to the law condemns sodomy in every given state of our union. How is it that they can walk down the street with a flag? And keeping in mind all of this, this whole homosexual agenda, this sodomite agenda, this is all coming from the top down. This is all coming from corruption in government. This is not the American people. Corruption in government is looking for the one or two sodomites that have chosen that abominable lifestyle, Leviticus 18:22, unto death, right? They've chosen that lifestyle, and the government's looking for them to give face to the message that corruption wants to give. Same thing with abortion. Folks, the law doesn't say two different things in this country. And it's interesting how the law that says thou shalt not kill, now speaking of abortion, says thou shalt not kill. Right? That is found in Exodus 20, verse 13. When you go to Proverbs 6, 17, what does it tell us? The Lord hates hands that shed innocent blood. I mean, people act like in America they have a right to do that because corruption, an oligarch where few rule over many, decided to say to the people, looking again for a handful of people that were willing to kill their babies and then take over from there to the equivalent of 63 million babies. The law condemns abortion. Government, American government, knows that they cannot advocate or sanction the murder of the innocent. They already know that. But yet they did it. They did it because the American people let them do it. It's the same thing with the gay agenda. Our laws condemn sodomy, but because the American people just sit back and shut their mouth and do nothing about it, guess what? They're not going to. And guess who's funding all of this? The government is by stealing away your money. You're paying for abortion, by the way. You're paying for these agendas, Americans. You're paying, as a matter of fact, to support dictatorial nations across the world that are trying to unify unto the United Nations, which America is responsible for birthing and supporting. You're the one allowing. Your silence is consent. That's what's going on here. And we can sit back and talk about how big and how tough we really are, but the fact of the matter is if the Spirit of God was within you, you wouldn't tolerate it no further than you've seen it or heard it. You would stand up and protest. Protestant has meaning against it. But that's not what the American people do. But guess who's having to do it concerning the issue of abortion? The kids. The kids have to stand up and do what it is that the parents have allowed. What one generation tolerates, the next generation will embrace. Well, that's not the case for everybody, friends. Matter of fact, the majority of the people are not for abortion. Yesterday, when this victory was given unto us by the Supreme Court, who are in fact not the arbiters of the law, they're to discover God's moral law and apply. That's it. Here, let me give you a quote real quick, and I'll finish that thought through. William Blackstone, I have his law books right behind me. He was an architect. He was one that laid out English common law in America, along with Charles D. Montesquieu, along with John G. Lake. He said, no enactment of man can be considered law unless it conforms to God's law. When you obey the law, you are at liberty, right? 2 Corinthians 3:17, in Christ. In Christ. And the fact of the matter is, when we speak of these groups that we're highlighting even now, they do not have the right to kill. They do not have a right to say it's okay that two men are with each other. Isn't it interesting how the Supreme Court, again, these nine unelected devils, for the most part, because they're injustices. They're unelected bureaucrats, okay? Alina Kagan never judged a case a day in her life, and yet because she was a radical lesbian, she was appointed to the courts. To do what? To uphold the law? No, to tear it down. And it's interesting, she's the most unqualified, but yet she speaks the loudest. Because the American people give heed to it. They act like the Supreme Court is the final say. No, they are not. Show me. Somebody show me. You know, as a matter of fact, what they did is the American people, because they've been told by the hirelings today, John 10:12 from the pulpits, that the Supreme Court is the final say. I'd like for someone to show me that, please. 1-866-582-9933. And all of you little chitter chatters back there complaining about what I'm saying right now because you don't like it and you have something in the contrary to say, that's why I just gave you that phone number. Correct me in front of America, please. Show me where it says in the law that they can do what they're doing. 1-866-582-9933. Here's another point. We're hearing from the Supreme Court saying that they're going to give back to the states the authority to decide. The federal government never had the right to assume that authority in taking it away from the states in the first place. Here's the problem. The governors and all of our unions, for the most part, stood down and allowed the federal government to do what it was that they were doing in assuming that authority that we never delegated to them. You understand? The 10th Amendment tells us the power is not delegated to the United States by the Constitution. Well, there's no delegated authority given unto federal government, which, by the way, is a creature of the states. The states are not a creature of federal government. You have the tail wagging the dog here. Whoa! The power is not delegated to the United States by the Constitution, nor prohibited to the states, are reserved to the states respectively, or to the people. Well, go to the state governments. Go to state statute. You can't find in state statute where the states have the right to kill babies, neither. You can't find in state statute. As a matter of fact, what you'll find is state statute and state law condemning the very crimes that the government, federally and statewide, are promoting today. I want to repeat this again. This is not American government. This is not American government. This is foreign to American government. But if the people don't know the difference, they're always going to do whatever you let them get away with. And it's what they're doing. Let me say this and go back to the point that I wanted to make. The law doesn't say that people have a right to kill. The law says thou shalt not kill, and there's consequence found in statutory law if a crime is committed. But you're being conditioned by a foreign government, an American government, telling you we're going to protect with the color of law, which smells like law, which looks like law, and which sounds like law, but it's not law. We're going to protect those that kill their babies, and if you dare stand against them, we're going to arrest you. Oh, my goodness. Did you see what they just did? Instead of condemning the crime, they advocated the crime, and anybody that stands against the crime or the criminals, then they're the ones that are incarcerated. That is, folks, an exhibition of the people behind the scenes that you're tolerating, and God condemns it, and he commands the church universally in this country to condemn it. And if the pulpits in this country, as a matter of fact, I had D. James Kennedy, who was a friend of mine, Coral Ridge Ministries out of Florida, who had to point his finger, he told me to my face, he said, Bradley, I had to point my finger at the camera. And he said, it's interesting. He goes, I told them 3,000 to 4,000 babies today are going to be murdered. You know why they're going to be murdered, said D. James Kennedy? He said, because over 300,000 pulpits remain silent when they should stand up and protest. The government is a reflection of the church, who's called to be the moral compass of society. Why is America not indignant about the corrupting government killing innocent babies, advocating gay marriage, advocating men being with men? Why are they not indignant when it comes to the crimes being committed against heaven and their own children? They're just waiting for their favorite politician to do it for them, not knowing they're planted as well. They're controlled opposition. You know, it's interesting. People right now, friends, are telling people, oh, how Donald Trump was such a good, godly man, and this is the fruit of Donald Trump, and look what he did. And I had to go and tell this person, to be quite frank with you. I told this person, I said, I expected a little bit more from you. But I said, you know, the fact of the matter is, it's interesting to me how you hold to the word of man and you reject the word of God. And that's exactly why you are praising a Donald Trump. If you're on social media platforms right now, this was February 9th of 2018. Despite promising to defund Planned Parenthood, President Donald Trump signed a budget Friday which passed by the Republican-led Congress that fully funded the nation's largest abortion provider. That's CNSNews.com. Good godly man, huh? Even the Washington Times came out and told you the truth under Donald Trump, and they told you that Planned Parenthood reported increase of over $100 million in government funding to abortion under Donald Trump. It's all on social media platforms. Go ahead and look for yourselves, you idolaters. Read Acts 12:21, you idolaters. No, he advocated it. He didn't stop it. They all promise to stop it, and when they get there, what do? They fund it more. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches every day, doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
Hi, I'm Lonnie Poindexter, and I'm the host of the Lion Chasers Show on UrbanFamilyTalk.com. And when I want the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth, so help us God, I listen to Sons of Liberty Radio with Bradley Dean.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at SonsOfLibertyRadio.com. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at TeamG'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com, and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Again to the Sons of Liberty, folks. I want you to pay attention to who is in fact creating all of this domestic warfare. It's the mainstream media, once again, and corrupt politicians. Okay? It's the mainstream media and corrupt politicians, once again. I've said it a million times. Okay? Did you know that in Florida they were giving out coupons, speaking of the topic of abortion, for kids to get a $25 to a $50 discount on abortion? See, this is why the politicians are pushing for the NEA to get exemptions when it comes to telling their parents if the child wants an abortion, they don't have to tell their parents. This is your government. This is extreme, is what it is. I want to show you something really quick. I got a phone call from Indiana right now. I'll highlight this probably on Monday, but hidden camera catches GOP congressman trying to dupe his constituents. If you're on social media platforms, sonsoflibertymedia.com, top left side of the page, beforeitsnews.com, top left side of the page, go ahead and look at them. These are the kind of snakes that you're allowing to have their corrupt fingers on the helm of this country under God. Are things getting better, friends, or are they getting worse? Did the Lord say that he would create this nation or any nation to become the hell that it deserves to be if they reject him? Yep. That's exactly what's happening, 9:16 and 17. You have politicians telling constituents what they want to hear, and we've seen this for decades. They tell you what you want to hear, they get into office, they turn on you. Donald Trump was a prime example. I'm going to get to a couple more things here because I really want to solidify the point that I'm making here, because now what we're seeing when it comes to paying attention to whom is creating all of this domestic warfare, I have the answer for if you want it all to stop. Hold the mainstream media accountable and the agencies that are helping the mainstream media cover for those that are committing crimes against you, the corrupt and incumbent. Article 2, Section 4, Article 1, Section 3, Clause 7. If you really desire all of this to be brought to an end, then you all on your own before you and God, Acts 20, verse 21, are going to have to get it right, and then you're going to have to take it in by yourself, lawfully. Because it is the corrupt in the halls of government that are creating hand in glove with the mainstream media the very issues that you're dealing with right now. And if it doesn't get any more clear than what I'm showing you right now, friends, as to how they're declaring a gun rights victory in a historic move, only to find out the next day Roe versus Wade was mysteriously overturned, right? And we'll see how that, don't get too excited about that, we'll see how that turns out. But that was sandwiched in between what was really going on, where gun legislation was passed. Isn't it interesting? Babies since 1973 have been unable to have a voice to defend their own lives. Yet the Declaration of Independence tells us that they have a right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. That was all stripped away from them. Isn't it interesting that this said government is now saying that Roe versus Wade is now turned over, we're going to give it back to the states, though they should have never taken it away from them in the first place, and then the very next day to find out that they passed legislation behind this victory, Roe versus Wade, to strip you, the American people, the right to defend yourself. Folks, it's a law unto itself, and you're going to listen to the Lord is going to get your attention one way or another. I don't care, folks. I'm sorry. I love you enough to tell you the truth. He's going to get your attention one way or another. You just keep going on with your bad self and ignoring the one that we owe all allegiance to. Okay? You keep doing that to your own demise. And you've had every opportunity in this country being highly favored, highly blessed. You know, again, I want to say this before I take Wes from Indiana. It's interesting. God bless America. God bless America. Who says that more than the do-nothings in this country? God bless America. God bless America. Yep. Now it's time for you to bless America. And the future for your posterity depends on what you do and what you don't do. Period. And I'm, hey, by the way, those that are on the Lord's side, we're all in this together. Praise God. I'm glad that we are a spiritual brotherhood under Christ in the up and coming victories that we are going to have in this life and in the next. Amen. I'm going to take Wes from Indiana. Welcome to the Sons of Liberty. How are you, Wes?
And Bradley, how are you, sir?
I'm just lit up on this whole topic. I'm amazed that the American people are not paying attention. Yeah.
Couple of points I would like to make to you, and I'll make it as brief as possible. I happen to, and I'm ashamed to admit to, flipping over to NBC and catching the news that was about this abortion decision. And you're right. I couldn't agree with you more. The media is driving the wedge, you know, between God and earth, in my opinion. And it was just shocking to see how they were so unsupportive of the decision that was made. Now, here's my real point to you, a piece of meat for you to chew on. I was very disturbed that an acquaintance of mine posted on Facebook today a picture of a coat hanger. And below the coat hanger printed, "Hello, darkness, my old friend." Mm-hmm. Now, that was really, really disturbing because to me, and correct me if I'm wrong, please, that is a statement of against, you know, the decision to make abortion illegal. And I don't understand that. Now, subsequently, this individual is also a school teacher or instructor
to little kids.
And that breaks my heart. So chew on that for a little bit. Let me know what your opinion is.
Well, first of all, just hang out with me, Wes. First of all, that's from some hippie song, because I've heard it 100 times.
Yeah.
But they're taking lyrics from an old hippie song when this all first started. And interestingly enough, they want to. Now, I was out 2 days ago. I had some friends come in from Michigan, and we went to a Mexican restaurant. That's the only time I'm ever subjected to TV, because I am not going to partake with that garbage. James 4:4, 2 Corinthians 6:17, Amos 3:3, how can two walk together unless they be agreed? There's nothing but filth and propaganda. That's it. But what was interesting, they were highlighting the protesters that were protesting the Supreme Court of the United States of America for overturning Roe versus Wade. Russ, I don't think there was 20 people there. And here comes the media trying to give them a bigger voice than they've ever dreamed of having. If people would get back to the Saul Alinsky tactic, listen, good cops know the mind of the enemy. And if you understand Saul Alinsky, that's what all of these little minions in the halls of government, this is the rules for radicals being lived out in real time in front of us. But if we pay attention, they're using the old game tactic, the devil's tactic, cause the enemy to believe that there's a lot more of us than there really is. They don't have the support. That's why they use the media to deceive the people into believing that these organizations are all over. And it's interesting, after this alleged victory that was just given to the innocent in the womb, praise God for what it says on its face. But what's interesting to note is, what do we see? The mainstream media comes out and says there's going to be protests all over the United States of America. But when the American people rise up and 650,000 people alone go to Washington, D.C. to protest the murder of the innocent, you don't hear a peep from the mainstream media. They don't want you to hear strength in numbers, my friend.
That's an excellent point that you bring up. And yes, they were pushing, the media was pushing, there's going to be violence in the cities tonight.
Yep.
After the decision.
You know what I say, Wes? You know what I say? If there's going to be violence in the city because we're standing up for life, then they're all on their own, aren't they? Because we can handle ourselves. Amen.
Yes, sir.
Amen.
Now, one last thing I want to bring up to you. I know you got a hard break coming up, but where on earth does Joe Biden get on television and say, well, I'm going to turn this around, this is just a wrong decision? Where does he get that authority? Where
does
he garner that authority? That's what I thought.
Well, he's getting the authority from the very people that don't have the authority, that are through totalitarian methods shoving it down the throats of the American people. We know Joe Biden's a criminal. We know he's committed the act of treason. We know that he's there by voter fraud. But the mainstream media and the powers that are tolerated by 325.9 million people are giving way to these people as they continuously try to bolster themselves against the American people. But if the American people could see them for who they are, they would be scared to death, and it would be all over in one day. And that's what the Lord is doing, is opening up our eyes to see that if God be for us, who can be against us? And if we're truly a Christian nation, Wes, what is it that we're doing by standing by allowing this to happen? Shame on us.
Shame on us. Yep. Doing absolutely nothing. Agreed.
Amen.
So,
thank you, Wes.
Thank you for your time, and thank you for listening.
Absolutely. I always appreciate hearing from you, man. I really do. Folks, I do have a hard break coming up. Social media platforms, I'm going to be down after this segment. We have second hour playing out on real time on Genesis Communication Network. So I'm going to bring in the Second Amendment, and I'm going to bring up Ted Nugent so you guys can get it straight from the guy that I personally believe. Love him or hate him, I don't agree with everything the guy says, but when it comes to the Second Amendment, there's nobody that touches him. He says what needs to be said. Hold on for Hour 2, SonsOfLibertyRadio.com.
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811, brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.